$500,000 worth of whiskey stolen from Philadelphia warehouse in broad daylight. By Sean Moran on June 9, 2026. Robbers stole roughly $500,000 worth of whiskey in a sophisticated heist at a Philadelphia warehouse in broad daylight. A driver of a semi-truck pulled up to a five-story warehouse Friday, showed his ID, and proceeded to load up roughly 10,800 bottles of Noble Oak bourbon, which was intended for commercial distribution. However, A21 Wine and Spirits, the company that owns Noble Oak, learned soon afterward that the bourbon did not reach its commercial destination. The bottles had fallen victim to a coordinated cargo theft operation carried out in broad daylight. Rob Koch, the chief operating officer of Apogee 21 Holdings, the parent company of A21 Wine and Spirits, said the stolen whiskey was worth about $500,000. Koch revealed that the driver did not have the purchase order, a missing step in the security protocol. So the warehouse called the shipping broker and said, "Hey, do you have a truck coming?" And, of course, the answer was yes. And so they just loaded up the 18 pallets and let the guy go, Koch explained. He blamed cybercrime and not an inside job. Sometimes computer systems get taken over by another company, and what will happen is that they will pose as that company and go and pick up loads and just steal the whole thing, he said. And you don't really know until, well, it's all gone, right? It doesn't show up at the destination. Koch said that the stolen whiskey may be sold through gray or black markets such as secondary wholesalers, online marketplaces, and illicit distribution networks. The COO said, "Unless you've got a container ship waiting for it, you're not going to send it anywhere. It's going to stay in the tri-state area." The stolen inventory represents one of the largest known bourbon thefts in the region this year, a Noble Oak bourbon spokesperson said. Experts say there has been an increase in stolen beverages and food that is contributing to a surge in cargo crimes, largely because they are easier to offload compared to electronics. One report puts the increase in losses from cargo thefts from 2024 to 2025 at 60%.